Welcome to Parc Jerry in Montreal, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Thomasson. Batting second. The second baseman, Daryl Thomas. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bruce Miller. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Montefusco. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, John Montefusco. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The right fielder, Gary Carter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan Worthen. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Dan Worthen. And now, play ball. Gary Thomasson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thomasson takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Mercer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Matthews batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon misplays the ball. That's an error on Mackinnon. Thomasson moves to second. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Montanez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Dwyer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Foley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Matthews. Foley reaches second base with a double. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Miller strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dwyer. Hill reaches second base with a double. John Montefusco is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Montefusco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Biotner takes first base on ball 4. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Biotner moves to second. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mackinnon hits a line drive towards first. Montanez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Foote hits a fly ball into center field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomason is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thomason hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dan Worthen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Worthen hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mercer. Dwyer reaches second base with a double. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Foley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Foley is hit by the pitch. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter strikes out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Montanez is 0-for-1 in the game. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Biotner hits a fly ball into center field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mäkinen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mäkinen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barry Foote batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There goes Mäkinen. The throw from Hill and he is out, Thomas applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Montefusco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Montefusco is 0-for-1 in the game. Montefusco strikes out. Two outs. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomason is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomason hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Foote is 0-for-1 in the game. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops it up and throws to first, with Montefusco covering, for the out. One out. Dan Worthen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Worthen is 0-for-1 in the game. Worthen strikes out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Foley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwyer moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mercer is 0-for-2 in the game. Mercer takes first base on ball 4. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mercer moves to second. Two outs. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Montanez is 0-for-2 in the game. Montanez hits a fly ball into center field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Biotner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Biotner strikes out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Pete Mäkinen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Jorgensen. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Jorgensen steals second. Pete Mäkinen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mäkinen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mäkinen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Spear hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hill takes first base on ball 4. John Montefusco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Montefusco is 0-for-2 in the game. Montefusco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-2 in the game. Foote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dan Worthen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Worthen is 0-for-2 in the game. Worthen bunts in front of the plate. Hill fields it and throws to first for the out. Foote moves to second. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dwyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dwyer strikes out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Foley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Foley hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomason is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mercer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Mercer takes first base on ball 4. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Matthews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-3 in the game. Carter strikes out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Montanez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Biotner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Montanez is 0-for-3 in the game. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Spear takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Biedner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mackinnon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mackinnon strikes out. Two outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Foote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. John Montefusco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Montefusco is 0 for 3 in the game. Montefusco strikes out. One out. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Thomason is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Thomason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 4 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dan Worthen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Worthen is 0 for 2 in the game. Worthen strikes out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dwyer is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Thomason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Foley is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Mercer, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mercer is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Mercer takes first base on ball 4. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Matthews is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 0 for 4 in the game. Montanez hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Spear hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don DeMola now pitching. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Spear. The throw from Foote and he is safe. Spear steals second. Bruce Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Miller is 0 for 4 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spear scores. It's 3-0, Giants. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hill hits a line drive into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Montefusco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Montefusco is 0-for-4 in the game. Montefusco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Gary Thomason is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thomason is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk, Thomason hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Carter is 0-for-4 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jorgensen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Jorgensen strikes out. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Biotner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Biotner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Parrish is 0-for-4 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Matthews. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Carter scores. Biotner moves to third. It's 3-1, Giants. Charlie Williams now pitching. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mackinnon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mackinnon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mercer, who is chasing the ball. Mackinnon reaches third base with a triple. Biotner scores. Parrish scores. It's Giants, 3, Expos, 3. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Foote is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Don DeMola. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos 3. The Giants will come to bat. Woody Fryman now pitching. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomas is 0-for-5 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Thomas. The throw from Foote and he is out, Foley applying the tag. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Mercer is 0-for-2 in the game. With three walks, Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Matthews is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Montanez is 0-for-5 in the game. Montanez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Biotner. Montanez reaches second base with a double. Montanez is thrown out after the base hit. Matthews goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Giants. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Craig Robinson now playing second base. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Dwyer is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Dwyer hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Foley is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 4, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.